This project aims different goals that will be focused during the present work, resulting from the research carried throughout the contact established, the meetings that took place in Portugal and abroad, and the collaboration of all the different interveners. This present work intends to focus the concrete experience of the interveners as well as to know their perspectives on different issues covered. It reflects such. It has been an arduous work, but highly recompensatory, and that has been possible also due to the active participation of all the interveners. One of the objectives was the promote the Directive 2002/14/EC, but from a practical point of view, this is looking for examples and paying special attention to the crisis situations and how companies were able to cover and/or face it. Mainly with what has been the role of information and consultation in crisis period and its role within a restructuring situation. How has been possible or not to anticipate preventive measures or others or to manage change. We would like to present whereby some concrete cases of some companies that went throughout the crisis and they were able to cover it, being considered as success examples. So let's know them more closely and know the measures adopted and how information and consultation has been useful to overcome that situation. At national level, Hutchinson Borrachas Porto Alegre Limitada. This company, located in Porto Alegre, represents one of the three industrial units located in Portugal. The other two are located in Campo Maior and in Paredes. They are participated by Total, a French petrol company. The word crisis and restructuring are not unknown to the company even before the year 2008. This because at that time they faced this in an internal crisis because one of the clients, Renault, left and as it has been necessary to find forms to fill in the gap and to minimize the negative effects resulting from the going out of such an important client. They lost on the occasion 30% of the production. As a result, they had to adapt themselves and the restructuring took place. That restructuring implicates the assumption of measures at several levels, namely organization of the working time, the increase of the quality of the developed products. The measures taken implicated the recession of some labor contracts involving around 100 workers. With the end of use of temporary agency work, it was created the bank hours, avoiding in that way the collective dismissal. This is in 2008, 2009. During this period, they were working below the capacity, but even so, it was possible good administration of the bank of hours, and despite the number of reduced number of employees, they managed to carry out the requests that were coming, balancing the company. With the internal restructuring and with the changes inside of the group itself, because they were able to attract products and that were produced in some of factories in Eastern Europe, Poland, Czech Republic, beating and on training on the quality of the workforce and the products, and also in the innovation and in the diversification of the production, entering in the new markets, betting also on the reduction of the absenteeism. The plant of Porto Alegre knew now to succeed in market, and it's actually hiring already some workers, and it has good perspectives for the future, which is the role of information and consultation. The information and consultation were, without any doubt, essential instruments so that the company was able to overcome the difficulties. The social dialogue within the company was essential, and it has been helping to overcome the different situations that the company has met with. Dialogue has been quite important despite natural disagreements. The instrument of information and consultation was essential in the course of this whole process. It has been helping to overcome the situation, even to hear the workers' opinion, hearing them in the application of different measures. Siemens Unity of Alphagide. In 2008, the company left need to do a revaluation in order to reinforce the competency center. One of the bets was, without a doubt, the center of shared service, export service to other countries, namely Angola, Mozambique, Brazil, and ever. And it has been exactly to this area that more than 200 workers were hired. This was a throughout revelation with the objective to keep the know-how in Portugal. And for such, it was necessary to know what were the competence centers and with which one they should bet. In 2009, and in continuation of this restructuring process, they made an evaluation on what were the areas where to invest, and in that case, in that sense, they have done the necessary investments. This was the year of the orders. Those orders were the ones that have maintained the company in the following years, 2010, 2011. There is crisis, but they are adapting themselves to be adjusted to the reality. The company is in a permanent restructuring process because it has to be adapted to the changes at the European and the world level. Besides this restructuring at global level, internally they also have been suffering restructuring. But that is something that is not new and invariably happens because of that mechanism, such as work time flexibility and also functional mobility are applied in the company. Instruments without a doubt are important for such needed adjustments, which is the role of information and consultation. Once the company has to be, as already pointed out, in permanent restructuring process, such is only possible if they have regular contact or of proximity. Due to this direct contact, all know the company situation. They are conscious of the need of doing changes, readjustments, and that they have to adapt themselves. All of this can be reached only throughout a dialogue with all. But such also occurs due to company owners' culture always aimed as agreement culture. Besides this contact with the collaborators at an internal level, which should be underlined the role played by the European Works Council of Siemens that assumes the role of special relevance as a body of information and consultation that it is. EWC of the group is without a doubt a partner in the decision stake at more global level. Note, in the entire conversation, the word used never has ever been workers but collaborators. The company dedicated exclusively to the naval repairing has known along the years to adapt itself due to the restructuring process suffered and completed in the year 2000. The crisis in the naval sector is not recent, so they were able and knew how to deal with the most recent crisis. How? By supporting the proximity of the unities and making the company's dependence more flexible on the main costs that it is, in the opinion of the company, the labor cost. Result, they have chosen to hire the great part of this service. Despite this opinion, the company continues to bet on the young people, training to put them working in two companies, the Navstalexia and Legionav Yarps. The bet on training, as well as the investment in the areas as the recovery of the docks, the recovery of the electrical network, and the environment protection, are part of the strategy of the company to continue to face up the crisis that the industry is dealing with, which is the role of information and consultation. At the time of the big internal restructuring, the company intended to negotiate a new collective agreement whenever this has not been negotiated yet with the social partners, Tremagal. The company working in the car sector, a sector that has been suffering a deep crisis over the last years, knows what is crisis and restructuring procedures. This because it is in order to follow up the market's demands and changes, it had to adapt the company's production. For that reason, it took some measures, including the layoff during the periods of no production, whenever, as such is not a company policy, it sought new ways to give training to the workers during those days when the production was suspended or reduced. With this measure, it was possible to accompany the evolution of the production demands, not to dismiss and to improve the collaborators' competence and abilities. These were measures that helped the companies to survive during the crisis, but to come out from it was necessary to diversify and to find new products, new orders in order to guarantee production, which is the role of information and consultation. The information and consultation played an essential part in the ongoing of the whole the process, because all the aspects were communicated and discussed with the workers, and so that they could understand the changes that were to be applied, the sacrifices that were being asked. In the opinion of the company, this was without a doubt the way for the whole process to be developed or as accordingly established. All the workers were informed about the situation, they could understand the measures taken, and also have contributed to the relaunch of the company, Borg-Wagner Valencia. Despite stagnation felt in the crisis development, in the year 2010 no longer has been felt much the break, and the recovery has been noticed. Aware of the crisis felt in society, the company decided voluntarily and giving given the positive results, and not to take advantage from the case to increase the wages. Still today, as well as in a lapsing of the crisis, they continue to apply measures such as flexibility, working time adaptability, because according with the company, this is the way to adjust the production to the orders. And everything passed and still does for controlling the labor and adapt it to the company needs, not making unnecessary recruitment. These measures are needed, it according with the company's opinion, in the industry as volatile as the car sector. They think also that this will be the way out of if a new crisis comes. Which is the role of information consultation trade union in case only CIMA presence is an added value for the company, because everything passes throughout the employees' information so that they can be aware of the situation involved in the decision taken. Quando actual vez. When it was verified that the crisis was longer than initially foreseen, with the orders failing abruptly, the company, already included in the problematic sector, auto textile sector, decided no longer could, and it was time for acting. As such, it was understood what was to come and how long should it last. As mine market, German market, they have realized that the situation would last more than foreseen. The company management, trade unions, customers and suppliers together tried to find measures to cross the situation or to list it that allowed it to wait for its development. The first measure was to the application of bank hours negotiated with workers' representatives and workers. This was supposed to be a temporary measure that would allow waiting and on the other hand to ensure a qualified workforce. Whenever such measure has revealed to be insufficient, because once again together company, customers and suppliers have reached the conclusion that the situation would long laster than foreseen. They had for such reason to reduce the number of employees, they have chosen to initiate a collective dismissal procedure with all the disastrous consequences that then occur. Whenever and in order to be able to choose the competences that the companies wanted to maintain, the process became more complicated. That it is why they gave primacy to the decision for mutual agreement. And like this was possible to balance the needed workforce to necessary production. After only 3 months from the collective dismissal, the company began to overcome a new phase began, that during which it was complicated to recruit again qualified personnel. Presently, with a good wallet of orders, such difficulties still persisting. With the fear that a new crisis wave arrive again, the company chose to take measures to warm that fear. Those measures include the recruitment of temporary work. The resource to temporary work doesn't happen, according to the company understanding, as a way to facilitate the future dismissal of those workers in the event of a second crisis to emerge, but as a way to wait and see the evolution of the market, especially because the company bets on those workers training so that they can after put them in the company, but not only. Once they already have a center of development of their own products developed in partnership with customers, this will allow not having to compete with other customer suppliers, which is the role of information and consultation. These were without a doubt essential in the whole development of the process. This because the dialogue with workers and their representatives allowed to agree on measures, namely the bank of hours, even such was not foreseen by law or by collective agreement itself and the collective dismissal itself. Only throughout dialogue was possible. The introduction of new measures aiming to attenuate the effects of the crisis on one end and ways of lessening the effects of the collective dismissal on the other end. Delphi. The Delphi Group in Portugal is one of the main exporters, and actually the unity of Seychelles presents a very positive growth with a significant increase of orders. In the course of the crisis, some measures were taken in order to minimize the effects of the crisis, namely the flexibility of the working time and in the organization of the work to allow organizing the production according with the orders volume. It is known that during the crisis period, company closed 2 units in Portugal and set such It was necessary to reorganize the company. Actually, the company has been demonstrating a positive growth with an increase of orders, namely in Seychelles unit. There were significant investments and strategic investments. They are still increasing the number of workplaces, planning in advance. This is anticipating problems, the needs, and the team spirit were essential for the company to recover, which is the role of information and consultation. It was, without a doubt, important is because principles such as clearness, the workers' involvement are and were essential in the restructuring phase. The good relationship with that company as with the collaborators and even former collaborators allowed the good administration of conflicts. People knew that what the needs of the company were, and they were aware of what was needed to overcome the situation. TP. The national flight carrier faces since several years a difficult situation which the company is trying to overcome. Having in attention the market where the company operates, such has not been easy. However, it has moved on, and such is due necessary to the condition search of new markets, new products, and reduction of costs. The company is has in application already for some years some instruments that make possible a better management optimization of the resources, namely the flexibility, because assisting to the constant mutations of the market, it demands a constant adaptation of the company to those. That is the reason why during the crisis period were not applied exceptional measures to face it, which is the role of information and consultation. This is, has been relevant in the application of the measures. This because the information reaches the workers and the company always seeks for consultation with workers in the event of the need of exceptional measure to be applied. The dialogue, despite not always smooth, has been possible. PSA Mangualde. With the explosion of the crisis in the end of 2008, it was necessary to rethink the whole strategy. During the crisis, several measures were adopted, from the bank hours that has been applied still before the confirmation that the crisis was installed. This anticipation of the period of vacations once a week, the elimination of one of the three shifts, the decrease of the decadences of the K automobiles production, the non-renewal of the labor contracts. It was necessary also to apply a layoff process during 6 months, during which the company took the initiative to give training to the involved workers, 5 days to each worker and supported by the company. To the involved workers, it was given the possibility, an extraordinary one, to anticipate the vacation subsidy, and during that time the canteen was open to all and free of charge. These measures have been essential to maintain the company while waiting for the recovery of the market. This began to retake during the second semester of 2009, and it is detected at the end of application of the layoff. In the first half of 2010, demand increases, and they began to work on Saturdays in the morning and 1 more hour from 23 till 24 p.m. This work was not even totally disconnected. Discounted from bank hours, just a part came from it, and the other part was considered extra time and paid as such, adding the free meal. With increase of the production, need appears of restoring the third shift that had been suspended in the lapsing of the crisis, although with special characteristics. The shift was characterized by being a variable open team with a 6 hour contract, with a bank of hours, and also with a deputy system. It was still necessary to work in the month of August and to recruit more workers, around more 300 workers. Since that time, bank hours has been renegotiated. It has been increased the necessary number of hours. When faced with the opinions presented to the workers, they have chosen to maintain the bank hours. They have already emptied the bank of hours, and to recover the production, they will go back again or to work on Saturdays in the morning. The company that counted with the strong support of the group knew how to maintain itself, and actually it is the IT exporting national company with better and two rate of safety within the group. It was in what concerns the future is foreseen an increase of the production with more recruitment. Note, already after the meeting in the situation of Mangual site, the company announced the cancellation of the night shift because the model it was that was manufactured didn't have expected receptivity and it was not profitable. For that reason, this decision had to be taken, keeping all the rest. Which is the role of information and consultation to the workers was explained the entire situation, the need and what the measures to be taken, and some of those were put to the approval of the workers. The information was necessary to explain to those involved to the extent of the situation and of the measures to take, requesting the collaboration of all. Manuel Machado, Companhia Guimarães. However, not everything is a bed of roses, because sectors as the sector of jewelry and goldsmiths and watchmakers are really facing difficulties. In accordance with what was transmitted to us by my company Manuel Machado and company LDA, this is a sector with specific characteristics, particular specificities. The entrepreneurial tissue of the sector is based mainly in SMEs that try to survive using all of the resources and means to their disposal, namely work time flexibility, reorganization of working time, work forms throughout applied on an informal way, sometimes imposed by the companies themselves, others as a result of an agreement between workers and representatives. This is a sector that suffers much from the increase of the quintessence of the gold, the increase of the value of the gold associated to the internal crisis, economy stagnated with people not buying but the opposite, because those who own jewels are dismantling those pieces so that they can after sell the gold of those pieces, makes the possible buyers to retract themselves. Nowadays, people only purchase gold jewels or other pieces, only do that in with the purpose of investment or at least on occasional or special dates. As such, the company felt the effects of the crisis, but it managed to deal with, although having to apply measures such as work time flexibility, which was very important once the company knew in advance and anticipating the production peaks. Everything went past throughout the reorganization of the work matters so that the company was able to meet the orders they had once the orders flow is not constant and they have to wait to the next one to come. The important was to maintain the workers until the orders arrive, and it was what happened, but such was only possible due to the workers' involvement, not forgetting the search of new markets, which is the role of information and consultation. In spite of the existing, indeed, the companies that promote such dialogue, facilitating information to their collaborators, allowing them to interact and participate in the decision taken, they know that such only is applied to a minority of companies. This company is not the case, because it facilitates information to the workers and it also consults them, which is easier if having into consideration the dimension of the company. The workers feel as integrated part of the company, and the access to the information and their consultation leads to the fact that the measures to be implemented can be due to the workers' involvement.